Hello, everyone. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. I'm drinking a super delicious and somewhat early Shipyard. Well, you know how we do these things. But Shipyard Brewing Company's Pumpkinhead Main-Made Ale, and it's absolutely delicious, but maybe a little early for the fall. I don't know. Anyway, who else is with us?
I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm drinking a Magners.
I'm Kristen Curtis. I'm a social media specialist, and I'm drinking a Sam Adams Summer.
I'm Erica Ayat. I'm a social media manager, and because it is still summer, I'm drinking a Sam Summer as well.
Yeah, Sam Summer.
I'm Danielle Carmier, and I'm a social media specialist, and I'm drinking a Magner as well.
Yum. So. Once again, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you're enjoying your Friday. Today we're going to talk about that Facebook has confirmed more ways to target your page posts.
Yay!
So, targeting, what do we mean by that? Well, that means that now when you post an update on your Facebook page, you'll actually be able to target who sees those posts based on, looks like, age, gender, interested in, relationship status, language, education, workplace, location. What do we think, guys? Is this type of targeting something that's going to be beneficial for people? Beneficial? The shipyard is working. Beneficial for people updating their Facebook pages.
Absolutely. I mean, before, there was some targeting options available. You could geo-target by country, mm-hmm. by state, or even by city. And also, I think the language option was there before as well.
Yes.
But this just gives you more options. And I think, you know, the more that we can target, I think that just means we're getting the right message to the right people at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this actually shows a shift in the way that both Facebook and marketers think about their Facebook,
mm-hmm.
their business mm-hmm. Facebook timelines. And what I mean by that is that, you know, that I think we're placing more emphasis on the importance of having a large, singular, engaged
mm-hmm.
audience on Facebook versus many pages spread out, like, you know, that maybe covered like different parts of the brand, because of the way that Facebook displays content, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have an edge rank algorithm and other algorithms that determine what you see in your newsfeed. So, you know, I think that just is stressing the importance of having a singular presence, or, you know, not having your presence on Facebook dispersed out amongst many different pages, because there's a lot of power just in the one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say I was kind of impressed, because there's been a lot of talk about how Facebook is trying to get businesses to pay for their ads, and how they're trying to make sure that you can't use a free page to
mm-hmm.
target your audience and do what you've been able to do before a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And this really kind of, to me at least, it shifted, and it made it, no, they're actually still kind of allowing you to target those audiences, and they're still trying to help you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great point.
But I really wonder what that's going to mean. I mean, when you look at it as a whole, right, we're only hitting, a typical page is hitting an average of 16% of their whole base, right?
Right.
So now when you start targeting based on these other things, I mean, yes, it's going to try to put that in front of the right people, but what happens to that edge rank algorithm at that point? Does that bring that down even more? Because what if the people that you put in this age category haven't been the people engaging with you to begin with, so that, like, nobody sees those posts, like, you know, so...
Yeah, on my personal Facebook, I don't have my gender or my interested in or so all these things listed, so I might miss a post that I would have liked to see because it's targeted to only a different thing that I don't have listed, a different genre or something.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm just wondering what that's going to do, or if they're going to have the edge rank algorithm play into that experience, like if you're targeting that way.
Well, what we've seen on the Constant Contact page is when we do geo-targeting, it's not that everyone do-do.
Mm-hmm.
We do target.
She just saw my eyes light up. Like, you said do-do.
Thank
yes.
you, Pina Gav.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so when we do that, it's not as if everyone in that location will see that post. It's basically the same 16%
right.
or so of that subset. So there is going to be a smaller percentage, and that's kind of the price that you pay
mm-hmm.
for reaching what is ostensibly or hopefully a more relevant audience
mm-hmm.
for that content. And I think Danielle makes a great point, too, with you know, not a lot of people are checking off all of the boxes
mm-hmm.
for Facebook for targeting, probably because of that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe on,
yeah.
you know, the admin end, you can see all that of your fans. So if you see that you don't have, you know, many people in that area checked, you know, you'll just know before you start targeting
things. Oh, that's
things.
True.
Right.
Yeah, you can look at your demographics first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your Facebook insights, that's a great point. You can check those out and you can see on a monthly basis or, you know, whatever time period that you choose,
mm-hmm.
You know, which countries and actually down to the city, I think, is engaging
mm-hmm.
with you the most. So you might want to check that out first before you start geo-targeting and, you know, or, you know, you can look at other demographic information as well before you start, you know, segmenting your audience in that way. But I think really the takeaway is that, you know, owners of business pages are really going to have to just test and see. It could be something that's effective or something that's not. And this is, you know, what Facebook tends to do. They'll introduce technology, and if it's helpful and useful to pages, then they'll probably keep it. And
mm-hmm.
if it's not, they'll take it away and replace it with something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also wondering just in terms of, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, so how do we use this? Like, how would a small business get in and do that? And but I'm also like, well, does it even... Like, is it even helpful to target that much? Because I'm thinking, like, of an instance, like, let's say I wanted to say, like, I had a special running for women, right? But I do have both male and female people that like my page. If I'm targeting it just to women, so they'll see that, I can send a message for them. But am I missing the person who, you know, the guy who has a wife or, the, you know, who said, oh, my wife might like this and see this and do something with it?
I think it really comes through with different times of the year. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people have been able to do this with marketing. It's going to be fall soon, back to school marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You target that specific group.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays, you know, gifts for men, gifts for women.
Mm-hmm.
So you could think that way if you, you know, are in retail and you've got certain times of the year coming up and, I don't know, things like Valentine's Day, targeting single people, promoting
yeah.
rings or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you could work that
relationship
into your
status. That could be interesting, actually, to think of more targeted ways that you put those messages out.
I think one thing that it does do
yeah.
is, you know, it allows you to post more frequently without annoying all of your fan base.
Right.
So, you know, we don't recommend really more than 2 to 3 times, depending on 2 to 3 times per day, depending
mm-hmm.
on your Facebook page and your business. But you know, this allows you to post more often while not being annoying. So that's one
that's
benefit.
Yeah.
I think that if Facebook ads work for you, then
mm-hmm.
these Facebook targeted posts may work for you
mm-hmm.
because Facebook, what's great about Facebook ads is you can do exactly that for
mm-hmm.
your ads. So I think that especially if you are a product company, if the Facebook ads and your targeting works for you, then you know you can do the same thing with your
mm-hmm.
posts. And obviously you don't want to do every single post targeted.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, maybe if this catches on and people know that they, you know, you want to see stuff you like. So if this could catch on and people could start to check those boxes to see the stuff they want.
That's true. One thing too, I did do an experiment about a year ago with Facebook targeting, and
mm-hmm.
I did it aimed at our U.S. audience just because, you know, clearly we have customers, you know, not all over the world, but in different time zones. So
mm-hmm.
posting for us timing can be, you know, it's not an exact science just because, you know, people from all over the world are coming to our page and seeing our content. So what I did was that I did targeted posts by time zone, and I posted the exact same thing what was it, 5 p.m. for every time zone, just to see what happened. And the engagement was super low across
mm-hmm.
the board. Not only the engagement, but also the amount of people it reached
mm-hmm.
was very low
mm-hmm.
all across the board. I had much better luck just scheduling something for 5 p.m. Eastern time versus the optimal time, because just more people, I think, were seeing it. Because I think that's part of what the algorithm does, is
mm-hmm.
that the more people see it, the more it will display to others. And that's, of course, how viral works
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for the most part, having that large base get eyes on it
mm-hmm.
is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, the flip side to that is that as we, as, you know, consumers or businesses start to look at more content or on more social networks, you know, more businesses are on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to get that, you know, share of attention or that mind share.
Yeah, one of the other things I think is important to mention too is that, you know, you may be thinking, oh, cool, now I can, you know, segment these particular status updates to certain people, so I could, let's say you're still selling the same product, but you're just taking a different angle on it for that particular audience. But one thing you want to be aware of is that all of these updates are still going to show up on your timeline. So if somebody went to visit your page, they're going to see, you know, hey, ladies, check out our new widget made just for ladies. And then if you send that another thing, hey guys, check out our new widget made for just for men, and it's the same widget, you're going to look like an idiot, kind of, because you're telling people
that
they're specifically
see it on one.
On the timeline?
Yeah.
That we're saying says. We're saying the report here is saying that the criteria apply only to the news feed, so it'll pop up in people's news feeds based on meeting that criteria,
that's
but all posts will remain visible on the actual timeline of the page. So
even though it's unlikely that people will visit your
right,
timeline,
right.
Just know that, you know,
don't
send conflicting messages.
Yeah, I think it's just something
right.
to be.
And that's where social media savvy comes in, because you can absolutely figure out a little bit of an angle for each, but when you read both, it's okay. It's not conflicting. Right?
Yeah, you just
want to
make sure you're
it.
Not sending the wrong message
mm-hmm.
with your stuff or your business sense or like what you're trying to do with people, you know?
Right, right.
What else have we got here? Anything else on this?
I think we covered all the bases. I think really the takeaway for small businesses is that this is a cool new feature, like anything Facebook does. Try it out, see what happens, and, you know, if you run a couple tests and if it works for you, that's great, and if not, then, you know, move on. And plus, there's a lot of different ways that you can target, so you may want to try targeting, you know, 1 week try target by age, and the next week try target by gender, and just kind of see, you know, what might work for you.
Yeah.
And if it works in Facebook, it might work in other marketing. It might work in your email marketing.
You could try the same sort of tests you use when you segment your list and try testing different subject lines or call to actions and try that with your Facebook posts.
Yeah. So if you guys, you know, do try it out and find anything out, do let us know. Kristen, you had something to add?
Well, I was just going to say, do we know when this is launching? Because I know that Facebook admitted that this is happening, but do we know when it's actually going to be available?
So it looks like...
I think they started rolling it out.
I think it's rolling out because this is saying that now, earlier this week, that pages can now target their page posts.
Okay.
So I think some people will have this and some people probably won't, which is Facebook is kind of known for, is that some people have things, some people don't. So if you do have it, check it out, experiment, and we'd love to hear what you see in terms of results. So let us know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Danielle, do you have a tip for us today?
Yes, today's tip is about promoting your post that maybe you are targeted with these new different targets. And it's to always remember to have a strong, clear call to action. You want to make sure that the post that you're promoting or targeting is a good post, and don't forget to also either include a link or a photo with your post as well.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye now.